USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says an independent inspector general will expand an internal investigation of the FBI and Justice Department. The expanded probe will now include any irregularities with the FBI or DOJ's tactics concerning the Trump presidential campaign. Over the weekend, the president was calling for an investigation into whether his presidential campaign was infiltrated or surveilled by the FBI for political purposes.
Thanks to our colleagues at the Department of Treasury, sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo threatening in a speech in Washington yesterday that Iran must change course.
Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning.
He says the Iran nuclear deal allowed Iran to provoke unrest in the Middle East. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis to get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Another eruption from the summit of the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. It happens just before midnight Eastern time last night. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Agency is continuing to monitor and analyze public health threats from the gas emissions from that volcano. And here's more from John Clemens.
The EPA is testing for dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, in all particulates, including glass, that has been formed from lava coming in contact with ocean waters. I spoke to Sergeant Jason Grounds of the Hawaii Police Department.
They're very microscopic. You may not see it, but aside from the huge white flumes of steam that are coming off the water, those particles are in the air as well.
I'm John Clemens.
It's primary day in four states. Voters will be casting ballots in Texas, Georgia, Kentucky, and Arkansas as candidates are chosen for November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Arizona Senator John McCain's new memoir hits store shelves today. The book is called The Restless Wave, Good Times, Just Causes, Great Fights, and Other Appreciations. It was written by the 81-year-old senator and his speechwriter, Mark Salter. The book being written by McCain and Salter before the Arizona senator was diagnosed with brain cancer. However, after his diagnosis, the book took a very reflective turn. Another embassy is opening in Jerusalem. The South American nation of Paraguay opening its new embassy in the Holy City on Monday. That's just a week after the U.S. moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Paraguay's President Horacio Cartes joining Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during the ceremony, the Israeli Prime Minister calling it a great day for both countries and their friendship. Guatemala opened its embassy in the same Jerusalem neighborhood last week. And former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle are inking a deal with Netflix. The Obamas signing a multi-year deal to produce movies and series for the giant streaming service. That may include work on documentaries. In a statement, Mr. Obama and the former First Lady said they hope to help cultivate talented and creative voices and help them share their stories with the world. You can find our story online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.